that would have been the way we would do it, right? You know, if we had all the power as the Son of God, just one little backhand slap and just make that devil go away. But then he wouldn't really be our substitute. You know, you have to see that everything that Christ does, from the point of conception, really, is as our substitute. He is humanity. He's the new Adam. So he's really got to do it our way. He can't do it his way, because that would be kind of cheating. And then, of course, you know, if he pulled that, then you start to wonder what sort of charade the cross was. Because, is that just kind of like a show that he died, or was that suffering real? So he does it our way. He does what Adam should have done. You know, Adam was silent the whole temptation, was Eve's the whole thing, but he does what Adam should have done. He's the second Adam, and he gets it right, is that he trusts the Word. He relies solely on the Word of God, quotes the Word back to the devil, and he literally does send him fleeing, but with the Word, not with a show of power, but with the Word. And that's an important lesson for us as well. You know, it's not by might or by power, but by the Spirit who works through the Word. That's how we conquer these things. And it's not us, it's Christ who does.